Max Einstein Saves the Future.
Max Einstein strode through the fog of London, her open trench coat flapping behind her like a superhero's cape. Her mop of curly red hair was even frizzier than usual because, as she of course knew, the chemistry of human hair made it susceptible to changes in the amount of hydrogen present in the air, and that, of course, was directly linked to humidity, because all that foggy airborne water was made up of 2 hydrogen atoms per molecule. Thinking about the chemistry of her hair kept her mind occupied for about 2 seconds. Then Max was bored again. She was in London, impatiently awaiting the next Changemakers Institute assignment from the program's benefactor, Benjamin Franklin Abercrombie, whom Max just called Ben. Hey, even though he was a bajillionaire, he was only 2 years older than Max. He was also extremely cute, and she especially approved of the way he spent his money, funding a league of kid geniuses to tackle the world's problems without any interference from governments. How awesome was that? Max thought about Ben for maybe a nanosecond, then flipped back to being bored and frustrated because Newton's first law of motion, sometimes called the law of inertia, never seemed to apply to 12-year-old Max Einstein. Newton stipulated that an object at rest stays at rest, while an object in motion stays in motion. The problem? Max Einstein didn't know how to rest. She craved action, constant forward motion. Staying inert just wasn't her thing. Her mind flitted back to her decision not to wear a knit hat as she traipsed around London, some kind of disguise to keep her frizzy, floppy tangle of red curls out of sight, because her hair was something of a homing beacon for any nefarious villains who might be searching for her. And they were. A shadowy group that called themselves the Corp was very interested in recruiting Max and her extremely high IQ to switch sides and play for their team, even if it meant kidnapping her. Fortunately, Max's London roommate, who used to work for the evildoers before he had a major change of heart, advised her that, according to his vast network of undisclosable contacts, the Corp has no idea that either of us is currently situated in London, England. Leo, her roommate, always called it London, England, even though nobody else did. He was just a little odd that way. With Leo's assurance that she'd be safe, Max had decided to make her waiting time in London not feel like a waste of time. She would boldly venture outside of her cramped flat, what Londoners called an apartment, in a youth hostel, Ben's choice, and visit all the spots in the city that her hero, Albert Einstein, had also visited when he was in London. She would occupy the same space, though not the same time, that the great genius had occupied.